Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Hear the word of the Lord. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astonished by his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an evil spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the evil spirit, conversing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the evil spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. May God add his blessing to this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. O great and wonderful God, we do thank you that you are with us, that you never leave us, and you're always with us. Father, in this hour, we pray that you would help us to clear a clean space that we might hear what you would have us to hear this day. And we ask you to open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may the meditation, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. Well, one thing you can say about Mark is it's kind of a condensed gospel, okay? We're 21 verses in, and already you've got the grown-up Jesus, you got the end of John the Baptist's ministry, you got him teaching, you got him calling his first disciples as we looked at last week. And now, this week, Jesus and the boys are in Capernaum, and it starts off with Jesus in the synagogue teaching. Now, the people were used to how the priests and the scribes and whatnot would do it. But when Jesus taught, there was power there. I like to think that when Jesus was speaking, he was speaking words that drove straight into people's hearts, rebuking them, encouraging them to do better. The people recognized it. Wow, this guy knows his stuff. He's not hesitant. He's not hemming and hawing. My gosh, this guy preaches with authority. Then Mark tells us that there was a man in the synagogue that had an evil spirit, an unclean spirit, a demon. And that, as we read, this demon didn't like that Jesus was there. Now, for a moment, I want us to think about unclean spirits and demons. There's kind of a division, there's differing opinions on when demons are talked about or unclean spirits or whatnot. There's a question, are these real demons and real spirits, or is this just an explanation for what is happening? There's a story about the young man that keeps throwing himself into the fire. Now, was it a demon or did he just have epilepsy? So there's a question on what actually is meant here. And I just say that to get it out there. Because I'm the guy speaking, I'm going to tell you my view on it so you can understand as I go along. I believe that there is an evil force in the world. I think a lot of people believe that there's an evil force in the world. To me, that is Lucifer, the devil. That's my personal view on it. And then also in my personal view, Lucifer is not there all red with a forked tail, horns, pitchfork, and everything. To me, Satan looks more like Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. He's dressed up in a knight's suit and tie, and he's bombastic and everything. Again, that's just my headcanon. I do believe that the evil one has minions, and for whatever strange reason, they look like what we think of with demons. They're red, they're short, they've got the tail. They got the pitchforks. And that the demons are always poking us with their pitchforks. So again, that's my view on it. Your mileage may vary. So I do think that in some instances in the Bible that it is a medical condition that these people with the unclean spirits have. But I also believe that you got the demon poking at them to aggravate the situation. So I don't know exactly what's going on with this person in this story. All that I know is that in this passage and other passages, Jesus does something about it. You got this demon, I know who you are. Have you come to destroy us? And Jesus says 5 words. Don't talk and get out. Demon didn't like that. The demon tried to hold on, but he couldn't, and he got kicked out. If you go and look at the other places in the Bible where it talks about people with unclean spirits, you're going to see that Jesus does the exact same thing. He kicks them buggers out. Thereby, to me, proving that he is God here among us. And that he has that power to cast off demons. One of the things I think that the church can be a little bit ashamed of in the past is how it has dealt with people that it looked like had a demon in them. Aridia, if you've ever noticed, her hand shakes. She's got a tremor. She's got mental problems. But I'm bummed. If Aridia lived 200-300 years ago, she would probably have been stoned because she was possessed by a demon. Demons bad. We've got to get rid of them. One of the things that I think is good is we that believe in Jesus, we that are open to the Holy Spirit, I do believe we have many of the powers, so to speak, that Jesus had. I believe that we can take and lay hands on a person and we can pray for their healing through Jesus Christ. It ain't us. It's Jesus. We're calling on Jesus to heal this person. I do believe also that if someone is suffering, if they are suffering from a demon, that we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can rebuke that demon and we can drive them out. I did not see this, but I trust the source. As you all know, Jane's mother, Helen, was in a lot of physical, emotional, and spiritual pain. And it culminated one night where she was crying out and rebuking the devil. The devil was trying to get her to do something. And a friend of Jane and Glenn's came over, prayed over Helen, rebuked the demon, and guess what? Helen had peace. And she spent the last, I think it was a couple months, right? She spent the last couple of months with no demon poking her and the attacks done. Remember, it wasn't their friend. It was their friend calling upon the Holy Spirit to do this. There's another thing that I want to mention. This demon cries out, "Have you come to destroy us?" The demon, I think, what he is alluding to is he's saying, you know, Jesus, if you want to get rid of me, you're going to have to kill this guy. You're going to have to destroy him. What did Jesus do? Did he destroy the man? Did he kill them? No. The song that played at the prelude, "The Gentle Healer" by Michael Card, talks about this. If you look at what Jesus' ministry was, he was a gentle healer. Someone came to him sick, he healed them. If he encountered demons, he rebuked them. And when a woman who had been bleeding for years and years snuck up on him and simply touched the hem of his garment, Jesus could have turned around and said, "Woman, what the heck are you doing? How dare you do that?" Did he? No. He was gentle. He was always gentle, except when he saw the money changers and everything, and then he got mad and wrecked the place. So, what does all of this mean for us today? People still have demons, whether they are mental, physical, or whatnot. They're being jabbed to emphasize those things to tear down our spirits and the spirits of those that we love. But we can take and pray, invoke the Holy Spirit to give the person peace, give the person healing. It's not always going to happen. We all know we pray over a sick friend or relative. We pray for healing. We pray that they would be restored. And it doesn't happen. Because we are still subject to the will of God. But that should not discourage us. Pray for health. Pray for peace. Pray for a way forward that is clear, is full of grace, love, and peace that comes from Jesus Christ. I was going to mention this earlier, but I'll just say it at the end. When I was doing this, I thought about Flip Wilson, who was a comedian from the early 70s, and he had his own show, and when something bad would happen, he'd always say, "The devil made me do it." And it was kind of funny. And it's kind of true to a certain extent that when things happen, the devil's behind it. But you rebuke him. You bind him. And he will leave you the hell alone. Amen.